That sounds so good through that microphone.
So I got an intro.
In a podcast world filled with celebrities interviewing celebrities and really smart people sharing knowledge that I'm definitely going to get around to listening to eventually, comes four middle-class white guys making fun of stupid questions in Is This a Stupid Question?
Damn.
Booyah.
That's really succinct.
It is. It's lovely.
Succinct. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Unlike the rest of the podcast.
Except that there's only three of us here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, Pedro actually went to America to get onto Trump's campaign trail. He's now the social media person.
So direct all your hate towards...
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to talk to Pedro, talk to POTUS. Is he POTUS yet?
Hashtag POTUS. No. What does POTUS mean?
President of the United States.
I didn't know that. I was just laughing and going along with it.
I had no idea. I heard them talk about, I always thought it was something to do with like a podium, like they're up on the podium.
Like plural, like podius is two.
Yeah, like a POTUS is two podiums.
I know that because of the West Wing. They say in the, it's literally the first episode. They're just like, POTUS is coming, POTUS is coming. And like, I didn't know what POTUS was. And they say, what's POTUS? And it's like, President of the United States.
Ah.
For all you and listeners at home.
Yeah. And then there's SCOTUS.
What's that? Secretary. What? Like,
oh, I don't know. There is a SCOTUS, though. I don't know what SCOTUS
then
is.
Then there's SCROTUS.
My favorite.
And then the VP is just the Veep, I guess.
That's a fucking good show. Have you watched that?
I tried to watch the first... I watched the first episode and... I just...
Dude, I was taking a big swig of wine.
It was like that. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
Well, that first... I know that first season isn't its best season.
Yeah, I binged it like over a weekend, like seasons 2 and 3. It's really good and funny.
Cool. I don't remember what wine's going
on. Hello and welcome to Is This a Stupid Question? Oh, we did the intro, didn't we? Well, I figured we didn't sound as. I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
I'm Kieran.
And Pedro's in America.
Yeah, Pedro's...
Now he's the speechwriter for Trump.
He's not doing a very good job.
Yeah, or he's doing a great job.
He's the SMOTUS. He's the social media of the United States.
Well played.
SMOTUS. Just for reference for those listening at home, we all have bottles in our hand. I have a long neck of beer. Well, I have a long neck of wine. Kieran has a long neck of white wine.
And I'm drinking clean skin right out of the bottle.
Straight from the bottle. It is class city. Alex, I would like to hear your opinion because you are not so into it.
I didn't particularly like it.
What? Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
We're talking about Suicide Squad.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Sans Pedro. Yeah, look, I didn't get it. I'm not really into the comics. Not that I don't like them, but I just haven't seen them. Read them, rather. But it just felt like something was missing from it. Since when was the Joker so ghetto? That's what I don't understand about this rendition. Is he like that in the comics?
I'm sure there's one instance where he is like that.
I felt like he was a combination of Jack Nicholson Joker, like in the way he delivered things,
the gangster kind of style,
yeah, and then also the New 52 Joker from the comics,
that, yeah,
like very very like unhinged, you never knew what he was going to say or do, and that's what I really liked about it. I know that Kieran, you didn't like the Joker.
Look,
just from the look in your eyes when I said,
he's glowing red.
As you said, like, yeah, Red Sun Superman. I understand.
Sorry, I haven't sorted the shit out yet.
Just knocked your face into the microphone.
Okay, all right.
So, I've got a high tolerance with it. I love Batman versus Superman. So, you know.
Yeah,
I
your tolerance it. Is high.
So, I understand that there's going to be several versions of the Joker, and every Joker is fine, just like every Batman version is a version of Batman. But since this is the new Joker, and it's going to be the Joker for this run
the
of
foreseeable
movies,
future.
I just didn't understand. First of all, we all knew the tattoos was just shit. Him writing damaged on himself just seems really odd.
I feel like that's the only one that is out of place. The rest is whatever. Like, it doesn't... Well, you don't even see them, basically. Like, you barely saw the damaged one, really.
You barely saw him.
It's true. Well, it was a glorified cameo.
But, I mean, I couldn't really work out why he was there in the first place, just to give Harley Quinn some backstory. Was that it? Because he didn't add anything to the...
Well, it was interesting. It was interesting. That backstory part was what Sarah liked the most. Like, she was like, that was awesome.
Harley and Joker.
She said, I didn't know anything about that. That was great. Mm. That was cool. I had no idea she was the Joker's girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, great. I was like, there's a comic book all about it. You should read it. And she's like, fuck off, Andy. No.
This ends here.
Yeah, this is it. Conversation off. Let's, die.
I think the thing that got me was the part in the nightclub scene where he's like the nightclub owner or something. And then he's like, kiss my ring. And I was just like, I don't think... This is really weird. It's like gangster Joker, which mafia is fine. Joker. But... it just didn't sit right with me.
Okay. I think it's because he seemed like he had it together too much. Like, it was kind of like an established sort of thing. He's running this business.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And also, like, him... He did this sort of wavy with his hands. And, like, it was kind of almost... I saw it as, like, a Johnny Depp type of thing. He's sort of wavy and he moves his arm like that. And he talks, like, really slowly. And his laugh is... which I didn't get the laugh either. I didn't really like the laugh.
It's so interesting because that was one of my favorite parts, and I wish that they had put more of him in it.
Apparently, well, there was more, and he like did a whole movie's worth of Joker. Apparently, and it's like, where was all the Joker stuff?
Well, he committed pretty hardcore from what I've heard or what I've read. Like, he was
Will Smith hasn't met Jared Leto yet.
Yeah, that's what he said. That kind of stuff. But I think what I think is interesting is, like, okay, so if you assume that Batman's been around for 20 years or whatever, and Joker was one of the first villains, so he's been around for 20 years as well, so he's just recreating himself, like, over and over. I thought it was cool. I liked it. I enjoyed Jared Leto, and especially when you saw, it was really weird, when you saw that, like, dream sequence of Harley Quinn and Joker with kids.
Yep.
And then you kind of see his face and you're like, fuck, he still looks creepy. Like, he's
that's
still,
just Jared Leto, though.
I know, but, like, he still looked unhinged and it was great. I
watched the trailer. I know you probably didn't, Kieran. Did you, Andy?
Mate, I watched everything.
Fair enough. I assumed he was probably going to be the villain, which was
a
mistake.
A lot of people did.
Because they're already bad guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to necessarily go against one of their own, even though he's... Not exactly, but you know what I mean? Like, I assumed he was going to be the main threat in the movie, and he wasn't. Instead, we got this weird fucking witch thing.
Macarena dancing fucking enchantress.
Which I didn't understand any of that bullshit.
Yeah, but, like, this is, like, we were talking before. I was just like, all the stuff I liked, I really liked. All the stuff that I didn't like, I don't care about. Like, the villain,
that's a pretty biased review, though.
That's it.
I don't know.
It's just like, I was like, yeah, it's a villain. Okay. It's like a Marvel movie. You watch a Marvel movie and they're like, okay, she's going to take over the world. Cool. Whatever. I'm not here for you. I'm watching Harley Quinn and Deadshot crack jokes to each other. And
yeah. I think what was, well, not strange because it's been the dictation from, the thing from Man of Steel that DC gets a short end of the stick, I think, for reviews and stuff. But that was a Marvel villain. Like, that's what Marvel villains are in the Marvel movies. Like, and their henchmen are, you know, people from the Power Rangers, where they all look the same. It's like Thor 2, where they just look... I think I showed you a picture of the Thor 2 henchmen.
Like,
and they just look
central.
Just look like Power Ranger villains. It's ridiculous.
And the way they move as well, it was definitely Power Ranger-y.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I didn't pick up on that, actually.
Here's my question is this. So, this movie and Batman, like, all the DC movies get, like, the fat end of the bat when it comes to critics and stuff. Suicide Squad is, to me, a much better movie than Thor 2 The Dark World.
Oh, of course it is.
But...
And Iron Man 2.
Oh, God. All those fucking ones. All those sequels.
Iron Man 3.
Before they started to take... Before they realized that they can make a good sequel, like with Captain America 2 and Captain America Civil War and stuff, that they're, like, really good. But all those fucking movies are just shit.
Horrible.
And
well, I haven't seen any of them.
I still watch them and I still enjoy them.
Mm.
Whereas this one, I really enjoyed it because it was characters that I cared about.
Mm.
But that's because you probably had pre-invested interest because you had the comics, right?
Of course. That, exactly right. And I feel like I was talking about it today, like people were, because it's so, everyone's so invested and it's very big characters and people have projected what they think the movie should be onto the movie. And they get this movie.
That's what happened in Batman vs. Superman.
The movie they get is not what they want. And, just this, like, well, fuck this thing. This is shit.
Yeah, we talked about it in Batman vs. Superman, but the Marvel ones, we don't know. Nobody knows who Iron Man is. Nobody knows who Captain America is. When I say nobody, I mean people do know who they are, but people outside of, like, comic book people don't really know who they are.
Yeah,
everybody knows Superman. Everybody knows Batman.
Yeah, and to an extent, like, I mean, everyone knows the Joker.
Yep.
And the perfect review I heard today when I watched it for a second time this afternoon, and it held up second viewing better than first viewing because I wasn't thinking about what I wanted the movie to be. I was just like, yeah, cool. But as I walked out, I was like I don't know how old they were, teenagers there as well. And I heard them when they walked out, they're like, that was sick, mate. Yeah, that was sick. Hey, yeah, it was fucking sick. And they were like, do you want to get some Nando's? Yeah, let's get some Nando's. And that was their review. That was it. It was over.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's not... Good on you. It's not a think about it movie. Yeah, it's a blockbuster but summer movie, not in the summer.
I was fine going into it with that mindset. And I cared about the first third of it. But after that, I don't know what happened. I just switched off.
Well, they just got, like, the villains building a machine that's going to end the world. And gives a shit?
Which was stupid because they had all this power and they went to one location and waited for everyone to ambush them.
Yeah,
that's fucking dumb.
Yeah, what was she, you can't think yeah, about what that was she sort building? Of stuff.
Like, why?
If, oh, she, well, yeah, if you knows? Build them, they will come, you know? Like, fuck.
Yeah. So then Shoeless Joe Jackson comes out and,
and plays catch with Deadshot and shit. Yeah.
And that's Superman's dad.
This is going right over my head.
Batman shows up and Thomas Wayne's there and they're playing, like, catch together.
Fuck,
I would watch the shit out of that movie. I would watch Field of Dreams cross Batman any day of the week.
Okay, I know what we're talking about now.
Like, would you like to hear my projection that I had on the movie and my high hopes for it was?
Sure.
My high hopes were that, we're going to have, like, and you knew Enchantress is going to be, like, the villain from just the marketing and the trailers, which you don't know, Kieran, because you don't watch that shit.
No, I do.
I knew because I read and watched everything. My hope was that would be, like, second act, and then they get to the point and they realize it's been shut down and whatever. And then, like, the Joker's, like, tied up on a pole and, like just there. And, like, that's how the Joker comes into it.
Right.
Besides flashbacks. And then, like, Batman's there and they have to fight Batman as the villain in this movie.
Mm.
That would have been a good spin on it, like, because, you know, then, like, because
you're seeing, like, the movie, like, these are all, they're all mainly Batman villains and stuff.
Yep.
I was just like, I fucking hope they, I wonder if they're gonna have the guts to be like, here's Batman as the villain again.
Mm. Yeah, the thing is with this Suicide Squad movie was that they did a job where they weren't necessary. Like, that could have easily been a mission that Batman or Superman went into. It wasn't a Suicide Squad mission.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't killing people.
I couldn't agree more.
And that's the PG-13 thing, which is fucking ridiculous. But
was the movie PG?
In America, it's M in Australia.
It's M here.
Right, okay. So, that's, like, rated 15.
PG. No, M is just mature. PG-13 is the equivalent in the States, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because the Suicide Squad gets to places where Batman and Thing can't, but...
Yeah, like, that's the whole, like, you could, we could, yeah, I mean, that was, I was just like, I wonder if that's going to be, like, they have to fight a hero or something at the end, but...
I expected them to go darker.
I wanted them to, like we were saying with Batman v Superman, like, I want them to go fucking bleak, I want it to be dark.
Pitch black, just yeah, fucked up.
And they have all these bright colored characters and whatever, but...
Yeah, and that would make more sense to me, I think, because it would be kind of contrasting... The actual mood versus the color of what's going on.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that, like, did you see the Fury, the David Ayer's, the tank movie?
No, I saw, what's the cop movie?
End of Watch
just recently. That's a fucking great movie.
So I haven't watched that, but I watched Fury, and Fury was like, it was pretty dark, but it was an ensemble and it was really well cast and really well, like, acted. They were really great. Story was like, they're in a tank.
Right.
They shoot Nazis. That was the fucking story.
That's all I need.
But it was really interesting. I enjoyed it. But yeah, I kind of could definitely see that aspect in this one.
It's like he was handcuffed. Like, yeah. I wanted something like End of Watch Fury, which I imagine was
dark, but gruesome.
I think with his being his first CGI movie and being this sort of studio movie, I don't think he was giving full rein, because he cut a version of the movie that didn't get shown. A trailer company cut the movie that was actually shown.
Yeah, what I've heard is they melded the two of them together.
That's interesting.
Which is really, because that first trailer was really successful and everyone was like, this looks fucking great. I still enjoyed it, and I sat there and watched it again.
I was going to say, I had a bit of a problem with some of the characters just being completely superfluous. Well, like, their talents weren't really required for said mission.
Boomerangs are never required for anything, really.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not a skill, is it?
He was just there to drink and crack jokes.
Yeah, they all were, though, I felt. Like, that
Harley Quinn?
They always cut to someone else to get their sort of one-liner, and I thought that was really shallow.
Mm. I do think it was well cast, though.
Yeah.
Like, the cast was, well, fucking spot on, everyone.
Who's the flame guy? What's his name?
El Diablo.
I think he was one of the best developed characters.
He was my favorite thing watching it. I was like, and then I watched it today, and I was like, he's dead. He's dead now. We can't revisit him.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
You didn't like him?
No,
really?
I didn't.
Fuck, I really liked him.
Because he was trying to sort of vindicate himself, I guess.
I think not really the character wise, but I think the way he performed was great.
Okay.
Yeah. And twist where he was actually like some magical fucking thing. Like,
yeah.
I liked that.
Do you think Will Smith just played Will Smith?
No. Well,
because he usually does.
He did.
But I don't think he did explicitly in this one.
Yeah.
I think he was great as Deadshot.
I think he sat really well with.
Yeah.
Definitely. But he was also, like, with a few other, you know, he's acting against Viola Davis, who is amazing in pretty much everything she does.
Mm.
Amanda Waller.
Yep.
I'm still drawing blank ones.
The one that shot all the fucking interns in.
The black chick we were talking about. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shall I go down my list quickly?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you've got the list. I keep interrupting you.
My list is just, like, scattered in my brain.
All right. It's just, we'll go quickly.
Go.
Harley was absolutely fantastic. I really loved Harley.
Me too. I enjoyed, as a man, all the butt shots, but also as a human, I was just like, we don't need this.
Yep, that was my second point. What
so many
were
butt
they
shots.
Thinking?
Like, I I was like, rah, yeah, she's hot. I get it. She's really hot. However... like,
we don't need it.
We don't need to see it.
We don't need to see it. Well, I mean, okay. She's sexual without that.
Yeah.
Like, because it's the way David Ayer hasn't done anything with women in the main character slots.
Okay.
And I feel that his direction was a little bit weird.
We felt a bit weird about seeing the Killing Joke. I'm not sure if anyone else has seen that, but... the beginning bit with Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those shots were pretty gratuitous as well.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that because we could.
Yeah,
that's another episode. But no, I just like. I mean, like, I'm not sure if that's just something to appeal to the particular boy-centric comic.
The thing is, like, that Harley Quinn character doesn't necessarily. That doesn't appeal to the male.
It doesn't appeal to the Joker.
No, but like that character is so. In the comics, she's very feminist, basically.
Mm.
And she's really a strong character.
But yeah, she's the head of her own, like, sort of posse and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And like, but in the movie, like, obviously she's the one. There's two main female characters, and they just there was just a little bit too much, but
a little. I mean, she was barely wearing it. It was pretty ridiculous, and the way that David Ayer shot was like. She was always walking away from a scene, and it was always a low shot.
And I was thinking, but okay. Also, I was thinking about that, and then I thought about like Batman v Superman. Have you watched the extended cut yet?
Yep.
Okay, so there is like Batman's in the shower for a scene. Have you seen?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like
washing the crime away.
He was, and like he's just standing there like this hulking mass in the shower.
Yeah, I mean
he was, and it was. It was a shot, and then it went away, and then that was it.
It was not necessary, but I have less of a problem with that.
No, I don't. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like both genders in those kind of circumstances, like, there's always those shots of Chris Hemsworth. At least every Thor Avengers movie, he takes his shirt off, and everyone's like, ugh.
Yeah, but it's, like, fleeting.
It's fleeting as well, but in this movie, I felt like, because she was the only female lead dressed in, like, underwear... That it was every time they walked somewhere, you saw her butt.
Yeah.
In that deleted scene of Batman, did he do full frontal?
No, he didn't. Because
he does in Gone Girl, doesn't he? I don't recall seeing it, but I read things that he did do that.
I think you see like a flash of it right, or something. Okay. I don't know.
I wasn't sure if it was to try and make him more human, more vulnerable.
It's when he's getting ready to go to the party. It's like just like a nothing shot. Okay.
It's hard to be vulnerable when you're that massive.
Yeah. Right. In
I'm talking
counts.
About his body, not it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Deadshot. I thought Deadshot was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Sorry, just quickly. Are we moving on from Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, just quickly. I wanted to say that I wanted her to be more... Like, she was fucked up, but I wanted her to be more, like, psychologically manipulative, I think, in her character because of her background being a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Yeah.
I think she was.
You reckon?
I think she was.
All that stuff with Deadshot, she's like, you're my friend too, and all those like little winks and stuff like that.
I just saw that as flirtatious.
Yeah, but I thought that was... That's a form of manipulation.
Hooray!
Yay!
Okay.
Manipulation. All right. Yeah. But I was constantly laughing at her, what she was saying.
Like, yeah, I thought she was funny, and she like puts on she has a great accent that changes constantly. Like you could believe that she's actually from wherever the fuck she's supposed to be from.
Just quickly, I didn't want to go into that movie laughing though. I didn't want to have come away.
Suicide
with,
Squad
with,
is
with
funny.
Feels. Is it?
Yep. It should be dark. It should be a dark comedy. Okay. That's what it should be.
Right. Okay. Cool.
The one scene which I was just like had the good tingles and almost had tears in my eyes was when they first run into the blobby guys and
the Power
Rangers. Deadshot just suddenly takes control and he's just shooting everybody down and like the other shot soldiers are just like stop shooting and just looking at him.
Yeah, when he takes them all down.
He's on the car and I just saw Deadshot at that moment. That was just so perfect.
Yeah. That makes me want to see a Deadshot Batman movie, like him as the villain.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be awesome.
Rick Flagg was awesome. I don't know if you've read any Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Rick Flagg. He was the
soldier.
Yeah, you know, that guy was really, really good in that role.
I've heard... So, this is... On the first viewing, I was like, he's a bit flat. And I was a bit like, whatever.
I can see why, but he's with a lot of crazy people.
Yeah, and then I heard people just ragging on this guy. I was like, fuck that. Like, he's in... That actor is in House of Cards. Do you watch House of Cards?
Mm-hmm.
I do. Who is he in House of Cards?
The Conway, like the opposition to
I have to
Frank
go back
Underwood.
To that. Okay.
He's in like the fourth season.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. Oh, okay. I'm not all caught up with that.
That's okay.
He plays a politician, and he's excellent, excellent against Kevin Spacey. It's really good.
Mm.
And then watched the first time I watched, I was like, meh, whatever. Because you're watching, like, I'm like, fucking, that's Harley Quinn and that.
Yeah.
And then today I was watching it, and he's really good.
He's really good.
I saw Robocop, and he was fucking shit in Robocop. Have you seen Robocop?
The new Robocop. No, I saw Dread.
Oh, wait, see, I've seen a little bit of that. I thought it was alright.
No, it was crap.
Alright.
It was crap. It was.
I can't defend it. I've only seen some of it.
I saw the whole thing. All the actors in it were great, and they all fucking shat the bed so hard. Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah, but Michael Keaton's a fucking amazing actor.
Yeah, he's just they're all a legend. Those people are. Yeah. And I thought he was really good as well.
Yeah, so like Rick Flagg, he sold that thing where he despises them at first and then comes to see them as sort of like partners.
Yeah, totally.
When they were all surrounding him, like, because if you die, we die sort of thing.
That was really cool. That shot.
That's where it starts, and then it turns into, hey, we're together. And and the sort of the leadership thing between Deadshot and Rick Flagg was well done, I thought.
Yeah.
Because that's always in the comics, them sort of trying to be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because those are some of the aspects I liked about it, but I haven't read the comics, so.
The best stuff for me in the movie was when the squad are together, just having it, like, talking and whatever. Like, when they're getting ready, they're, like, having a chat. All that stuff was really great. When he's giving the pep talk, and it was, you know, Deadshot's calling him out because that was a shit pep talk. All that sort of stuff.
Yep.
That was like what Fury was like, because they're all these strong characters in this small space together, and eventually they bond over this horrible situation they're in. And I thought that was definitely... I think that is the reason why this guy got the job to direct the movie.
And it needed more of that.
Exactly.
I think it could have done away with the intros. I don't know what their thing is with that featuring Harley Quinn. It's just like, well, tell me who she is in the movie with her relationships and stuff. Like, I don't need a point by point fact sheet on all of them all.
I felt that.
Have they done that in other movies?
Nah.
Well, the Batman v Superman is one Wonder Woman, Flash. Yeah, that they go through introducing Flash, the files, introducing. Yeah. So I don't think
that was a bit.
It just doesn't. They didn't need it. What they need is those parts in the thing where they're talking to each other, and the animated movie. I don't know if you've seen it. Assault on Arkham. Mm. It's a Suicide Squad movie. It's all of that, and it's perfect.
Yeah, I think that was literally put in for the people who are like, who the fuck is Will Smith playing? Who is Margot Robbie playing?
Yeah, it's there for the people who haven't read the comics and
it's fine. And
look, it helped me out.
Yeah, and I was like, I was on board because I was just happy that it existed.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like some of the characters were superfluous or just not developed enough for them to feel like they had a place within the team.
And I said this from when I first saw the promo picture of all of them, too many people.
Oh, yeah,
there's just way too many of them.
That's what happens when you have as many main characters as you do.
Yeah.
They can only develop them so much in a small amount of time.
Like Katana was just like, there was a couple of words said to her. It was like, oh, you know that her husband is in that sword. It's like, oh, yeah.
It's kind of throwaway, isn't it?
All right.
I think she's really interesting, though. I hope continue.
But that wasn't shown.
I know.
Yeah.
At some stage in the comics, she becomes like Batman's sidekick. And I really hope.
What?
Yeah, I really hope they go down that path.
Hmm.
Like when he's, I don't know.
There's really endless possibilities now because know that what they're doing is an entire franchise. And there's going to be countless spin-offs and sequels. And it's going to keep going.
I mean, it will.
They just need to get over this hump of introducing everybody and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
playing catch up, which I hate when people say they're playing catch up because it's not like they're in. I mean, that people want them to be in direct feud with each other because that's a nice story and it's gets clicks and all that sort of stuff. But it shouldn't be DC
the
Marvel.
The more people that go and watch Suicide Squad this, like over the next few weeks, means more people are going to watch Doctor Strange in November.
Yeah.
More people are going to watch whatever the next fucking one is. And then more people,
like, I think this is part of the problem, though. There's so many balls in motion here where they're showing you the characters, they're trying to develop them, they're trying to develop future plot lines at the same time and leave little breadcrumbs to do that. And it's just, it's too much. I think they're trying to pack too much into these movies.
Well, because they're behind. But
saying very little at the same time.
Because they're behind in inverted commas. And Marvel started with Iron Man, basically. And that was like the first of those kind of things. And they did Iron Man 2 before any other superhero movie.
It was Incredible Hulk and then Iron Man.
Right. And then, so that's two whole individual movies before anybody else comes onto the scene. And DC or Warner Brothers aren't giving themselves that sort of comfort or that sort of lead in. They're just sort of like, just put them all in, you know, that sort of stuff.
I don't mind that. It's a different way to do it. Like, I don't want to see... I don't want to wait 6 years for them to introduce each individual character then get Justice League. I'm happy.
I understand why they're doing it.
It's going to be sagas, though, really.
At the same time, like, have you seen the fucking box office numbers for this fucking movie?
174 domestic for...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, a million or billion?
Million. I really wish it was $174 billion. Holy Jesus.
That means everybody on the planet saw it once.
That's actually a lot of people, yeah. I didn't think that through.
But, like, it's making... Well, this movie, I think, is making people like go, "What? I'm going to watch this Suicide Squad movie. What is this fucking Suicide Squad movie about?"
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Batman's in it in the first 10 minutes. Holy crap.
That was actually nice, actually. I didn't expect to see...
That was cool.
Ben Affleck's Batman. Or that little hint of The Flash, which I'm sure everyone who knows that's coming is just like...
I had no idea.
No, I didn't
know. I mean, like, the Justice League movie. Like, that's just a nice little sort of...
I knew
that
Batman was going to be in that movie, but I didn't realize the first time you saw him when he swoops down an alleyway behind Deadshot.
Yeah.
That was cool. And then when I saw a boomerang in a bank vault, I was like, it's going to happen. I'm leaning forward in my chair just for you. I'm like, and then like the lightning comes like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. And Sarah's like, shut up. Fuck.
See, this is the problem, I think, for the average viewer like me, that you don't have that emotional impact because it's just like, who the fuck is this guy? He was in there for like 2 seconds.
It was literally on there. It was a flash. Like, it was there for like 3 seconds. Like, said like literally. Mumbled one line, then fucked off.
Yeah.
But that makes me interested for a Flash movie where Boomerang is the villain.
Okay.
Because like you've got...
I've got a lot of catch up.
Like, could you... Like, I'm assuming that when they do that, they'll have like... The more Flash, the Rogues Gallery for Flash, like all the big guys. But that'd be a good movie.
Mm.
I feel like it'd be interesting.
Amanda Waller was pitch perfect.
Yeah, she was great.
I mean,
Viola Davis is just perfect in everything. Yeah, I think
so brutal.
Yeah,
and when Slipknot came on, we were just like, he's dead.
Oh yeah.
It was just like, as soon as he came on and punched that one, I was like, well, he's
dead. He can climb anything. He's like, yeah, well, he's going to fucking die, isn't
yeah.
he? What he can do, he can climb walls. He's going to try and escape. They're going to blow his head off.
Yeah. That has to be one.
And I knew something was up when they didn't introduce him more than that. I'm like,
I feel like they should have introduced him.
Mm.
Just, I mean...
He was in some of the promo shots.
Yeah, but like that, every other character got that little like music film clip thing.
Did he die in the comics? They wasted
time on that.
Did he die in the comics like that?
Well, no, probably. It's just they were just like obscure villain
C-level
villain. Him, like Mr. The Quilt Man was the next one. Probably. Yeah. Do you know the Quilt Man?
I don't. I know Plastic Man.
Plastic Man's the good guy.
Yeah. Right.
Quilt Man he's in one of Kevin Smith's runs of like the Cacophony one.
Is he?
Fuck, it's just the most ridiculous villain ever.
Just as an aside, I think Onomatopoeia is a brilliant villain.
Oh, yeah. I really want him to finish that run of books.
I think there'd be more. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's good.
Mm, it's really good. Great.
For everyone else who's with me, I'm shrugging.
Everyone who's out there, like, go read Kevin Smith's run on Batman.
It's Cacophony, Batman, Whining,
Jaya, and it's so much... He makes Batman wet himself.
And he makes Batman talk a lot. Yeah. But...
And he has sex with, like, a heap of women. A lot. There's a lot of boob in that fucking run.
Yeah.
But the story is really, really interesting. The
story's really good. Actually, before that, soundtracks were shoehorned in.
I fucking hated the soundtrack. That was my worst. The first two songs, I was like, what? Just play the one piece of music over the whole thing. You don't need two fucking pieces of music.
Yeah, I think...
Hated it.
Obviously, I don't know. But what I think happened was that there was such a great reaction to those trailers that I think they just went, well, let's put all that music in.
I liked a lot of the songs, but it was like soundtrack to a film 101. It's just like, all right, let's just chuck all of these really
smashed in.
Yeah, like it didn't fit. And like
30 seconds at a time.
It didn't fit. Yeah. And then that kind of at some point fell away and there was just like score music, which didn't really make sense to the rest of
the score. I liked the score.
Yeah, the score was good. The
score was really good and I feel like...
I thought it was just general.
But like, that's what you need. Like,
yeah.
And I totally agree about the music was just horrible. Fucking Eminem? Kidding me?
It was a pretty good scene, though.
It was a great scene, but I feel like you could have put it... There was a few... Like, there was a... What was the song? Oh, crap. It was a Harley. It was a Harley scene.
Queen?
It was the Harley scene in the elevator.
Yeah.
I didn't know the song, but I was like, this is a good choice of song. Like, this is really...
Uh-huh.
It's not like a record... It wasn't like... It was...
Was it a rap song?
It was like a hip-hop sort of thing. Right. But it wasn't Eminem, you know? Like, and that was a good choice of music, but the rest of it... Mm.
I felt a lot of the song choices made it feel a bit too try-hardy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I could probably see that. Great diversity, though. They had two black guys, Hispanic guy, two women... And two white guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's brilliant. Like,
it is true. Actually,
it was great diversity in a movie.
What does Marvel have?
They got
Gwyneth Paltrow.
The whitest woman alive.
She's not British. I was lied to. Sliding Doors. Anyway,
is she not?
No.
She's fucking American.
But she doesn't very.
Chris Martin
doesn't make her a Brit, but she was very convincing in that movie Sliding Doors with Hugh Grant.
No, he wasn't in that fucking thing.
Who was it?
Scottish guy.
Oh, yeah, in the Mummy films, that guy.
Yes,
anyway.
That guy.
Brendan Fraser.
No, his sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
That was the different Sliding Doors.
That was the third Sliding Door we didn't see.
Sliding Doors 3.
Tutankhamun, Sliding Doors. Anyway.
He fucking slid something like sliding rocks.
Okay, well, segue. Anyway.
I feel like we're doing really well on topic here. Your list is long.
Yeah, sorry. So good diversity. Deadshot seemed was best. CGI was fucking shit.
Yep, next.
Wait.
I agree. It was bad.
Him as Diablo and the husband.
The fire looked good, though.
Monsters were crap. Like, the CGI monsters were crap.
I think I'm just getting so used to seeing CGI that I don't even think about it anymore.
It's Marvel first phase stuff.
However, Marvel second Avengers movie, the CGI in that was fucking horrible.
Oh, the robots.
Thor was just like standing on a green screen swinging his axe around.
Mm.
And it looked like an animated movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we said. Like, it's Marvel villains. Like,
yeah.
This is what they have, you know.
Now that I think about it, it was a very CGI, very was CGI fest.
Yeah,
but I didn't have a problem with it because I probably nothing the rest of the film.
But like I was saying before, like I was just like, whatever, fine. Let's cut back to Deadshot and Harley Quinn having a chat.
Yeah,
like, I'll the Harley Quinn Joker backstory. I'll watch that shit all day.
Yeah, sure.
I felt like they could have left that for another movie. The backstory.
I would love them to make it solo. Joker Harley Quinn movie.
Well, it's still a Harley Quinn movie.
Apparently, it's happening. Yeah.
That's see, cool. Like I said, there's an endless stream now that they've introduced these characters. Mate, it's going to be
bring it on
for a year. I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'll pay. I'll buy the DVDs. I'll buy the T-shirts. I'll go to the movies two or three times.
Yep.
They have my money.
Yeah. I think I'm done.
That's fine.
After this,
you didn't
one.
Even start. Like
no, I did.
Oh, this is
sort of.
I had a really good epiphany today as well. They're basically they're selling. Heroin to heroin addicts, right? Selling comic book movies to comic book fans. They're gonna go watch. We disappointing Kieran and I. We're going to go watch those movies a couple of times. We're going to watch them. We're going to fucking talk about them for the next...
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, it's just like, they're like, well, okay, it panned by the critics. A lot of fans hate it.
It's not designed for them, though, like the critics.
It's not about that. It's just like they're making these movies and... This is like
people are going to see them because you know what, I've even podcasts that have nothing to do with movies are talking about it. Like this, it's the world conversation, not world, but it's, it's the social conversation.
I'm using us as an example. Yeah, like
it's a social conversation for about 2 weeks or a week, and everybody wants to be part of that conversation.
Yeah. I want my opinion to be heard. I have a voice.
I don't really care either way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as... Look, like I said after Batman v Superman, as long as they keep fucking making these movies, as long as Ben Affleck gets, like, creative control of his Batman movie with Geoff Johns and whatever he's going to do, I'm here.
Okay, well,
I'm ready. Nicolas Cage playing Superman fighting a giant spider.
That was supposed to happen.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it turned into Wild Wild West.
Did you know that story? Yeah, the giant spider. He just wanted a fucking giant spider in anything.
Yeah.
Who was Wolfgang, whatever his name was? No. Who was supposed to direct that movie? Burton.
No, it's not the director, it's the producer, executive producer who wanted a giant spider.
Giant robotic spider.
Yeah, and he didn't get in Superman. Kevin Smith tells this story. So he got it into Wild West.
Have you seen the documentary Death of Superman Lives?
No, I haven't.
I have, because that's the
one with Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's the one that Kevin Smith wrote.
Yeah.
And then never got turned into anything.
Yeah, Burton was
supposed to be the director,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie.
That would be interesting.
I'd fucking watch that movie.
Anyway,
it would probably be shit, but I would watch it.
To Ben Affleck being director and taking his director stuff, I think what Suicide Squad showed, and Marvel's thing is get an indie director in here that we can sort of mold and whatever, do what we want. Warner has taken the thing where they're getting directors in and they're putting in their sort of vision. Now, there's good and bad. Marvel has this, similarity to it.
It's Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney. That's right. And
it's fucking Disney. It's owned by Disney, but it's Disney for adults.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly it. And I think Suicide Squad showed the good and the bad of what can come out of directors being directors. And the good is that it has a style.
Yeah.
The bad is that it doesn't... It's
not consistent.
Not consistent. Yeah, so that...
I know Affleck hasn't done, like, CGI-heavy movies, but for a Batman movie, he doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
But Chris Terrio is a great... writer. I think he did a great job in Batman v Superman, and he's going to team up with Geoff Johns.
Yeah, not David S. Goyer.
Yeah, you could fucking tell the David S. They were in italics the entire time, those fucking words.
Mm.
You could tell they were chewing them out like, this is shit.
Yeah,
I felt the direction of Suicide Squad, though, from like a camera sort of perspective, was largely uninteresting.
It was. And the action sequences were...
They weren't fast-paced cuts. They were very locked-off shots, I felt.
It wasn't like... It's funny because like, I was like thinking about Snyder's action sequences are really well shot.
Oh, yeah. They're incredible.
They look amazing, and I feel like that was lacking, but...
Yeah.
The characters talking to each other was much better in Suicide Squad.
And the action scenes, my girlfriend and I said the same thing. It was very... Born Identity. It was very... It couldn't see much.
You know, reckon?
It definitely was. It was like shaking. It was like... Yeah, it was really weird.
New Jason Bourne movie on the same weekend as Suicide Squad because it was wet and raining. Have you seen the Jason Bourne movie? Oh, my God. So bad.
Really?
Oh, God. And after seeing it, I was just like... It was joyless. It was dark. The action scenes were like handheld and fucking shaky. There was endless destruction. And everyone was like, yay, Jason Bourne. If he was wearing a Batman costume, they'd be like, fuck you, Batman.
Probably.
Fuck you, Paul Greengrass. You fucking killed so many fucking people. Sorry, that was my... I'm done.
All right, I got one more.
Don't do Jason Bourne.
And it's...
I won't.
So, I don't know why the Suicide Squad needs to save the world.
Yeah.
It was a shit movie, but shit story. Sorry. It was a shit story.
You heard it from Kieran.
I'm mixed on it. But the Suicide Squad, it was crying out for a smaller thing because they're always in alleyways and buildings. It was always this confined space. And
they should have been fighting Batman.
They set the bar far too high. Because where do they go from here? What kind of villain do they fight
now? They're going to fight the Justice League. Then Superman's going to fucking lay him out. He just snaps necks like crazy, that guy these days.
That guy's fucked up. That's dark.
Wonder Woman would just fucking like lasso of truth them all. And they'll be like,
yeah, pretty much.
I
think that the villain should have been someone like Black Mask. Or something like that.
Oh, God.
Like, where it's gangster kind of stuff. Oh, you know, they have to like, kill some people to get to him. That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm there. Fuck. I would have watched.
It was crying out for that villain. That kind of villain.
I got a few points to say. Anyway.
Oh, this is unrelated, but I'm going to jump in because fuck it. you know how they're like the whole, they're going to go save someone from the thing and it turns out to be Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wait, great. What I thought was going to happen, you know how in Man of Steel, he finds the Kryptonian ship and there's like a pod missing of this, someone escaped.
Yeah.
I was like, I really hope that they're going to find that Kryptonian who might be like Supergirl or something like that. Could you fucking imagine?
That would have been way too much.
Oh, I would have been. I know. And it was like, oh my God, like a Krypton body or some shit. I don't know. Oh, I would have loved that.
I can't remember if I've already said it, but
I'm just adding more characters to this movie.
Yeah.
One of my other problems. Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, I definitely should have been in the creative process.
Because, yeah, that's right.
Because I would have been like, and then Black Mask, let's fucking put him in too.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
The Witch was shit.
I don't know who Black Mask is, but really I'm not sure if I've already mentioned this, but the thing that also bothered me about this, the witch character, was that of how powerful she was, and then resorted...
You mean Hula Hoop Girl?
Yeah.
Macarena Girl.
And then resorted back to a form where she had to do hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. Why not just lay them out?
Fucking ridiculous.
So strange. Yeah.
And, wait, also, how... How come dynamite could just blow that shit up? Like, why didn't they do that at the beginning?
I have no idea. So weird.
So stupid.
This is one which I heard somebody else talk about, and I have no idea. Who shot down the helicopter with the Suicide Squad in it?
Oh, it was the googly-eyed dude.
Was it? Did they have guns?
Yeah, they had guns.
Anti-aircraft gun somewhere?
They obviously got lucky. Mate.
Yeah, that is an interesting point. Who was the guy that Joker saved who was betting all his money?
He was the prison guard. He didn't save
him. Yeah.
He gave him a phone to give to Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just thought that was a massive plot hole. I didn't... Because I thought that was going to develop further. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm watching here.
Also, something that I didn't get until Leslie said it to me was that when Deadshot is about to shoot the dynamite and his daughter... comes up, I was like, well, this is a bit weird. Is this in his mind? And I didn't realize that it was the witch doing that to him.
I didn't realize that. Like looking up and then,
I missed that.
Yeah, you were like, what?
Because that was okay, but there was no emotional impact for me.
It was it kind of went a bit like, and why was it raining?
It wasn't raining before.
It was, and they're inside.
There's all those cars in the air.
But it was inside as well. What the fuck?
I think it was a giant hole in the roof because she was doing that magic shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't. But then it just stopped raining once they blew it up. So the rain was coming from the giant beam.
You're reading into it too much. It's for drama's sake, Andy.
Yeah, but
it was emotional.
Tears in the rain.
That's Blade Runner, wasn't it? Yeah. Blade Runner.
Just dropping a bit of culture on your ass.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's where we'll leave it.
Yeah, look.
There was something else I had to say, but I can't remember what it was.
Here's my summary. Like I said before, the stuff that I liked, I really liked. The stuff that I didn't like, I just didn't care. Like, the villain was shit. Yep. The big beam in the sky was shit. Yep. the...
I didn't even know what that was.
Now, what was she building?
A machine to destroy mankind. Something that needs to charge
for about 24 hours. It's like, fuck it. Like, this is worse than an iPhone.
It was an iPhone 3 or some shit.
For this all-powerful god-type character, she still had to read the mind of a human to find out how to destroy the world.
Yeah.
What?
And then her brother...
And she's in a bikini for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
I did
Carla Delevingne or whatever.
I did like that first scene when she was introduced where the character said Enchantress. And she, like, the hand held her up the other way. That was really impressive.
There's like a little point that passed like that, and there's like the squad talking to each other, and there's like other little bits
there's good
that
stuff in it.
Really fucking cool. And I wonder if that was the entire movie, it'd be so much better. I wonder if it was...
Yeah, that's what's just a bit frustrating about even Batman vs. Superman, which we love.
Yeah.
There was
still haven't seen it.
There was stuff in there that was like awesome, and there was stuff that other people had problems with. But you can see the potential of something that, like, I think everybody would love in these movies, but they're just like bogged down with. It seems exposition like studio pressure and stuff like that.
That's exactly right. I don't know. Anyway. I enjoyed it. It held up second viewing for me, which is like the big test.
Mm. I give it 2 spuds out of 5.
Oh, 2 spuds. Oh, I like this reviewing. I'm going to go... I want to hear what you say first.
I'm going to go 3.
You can do 1/2 spud if it helps, Andy.
3.5 spuds.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
BVS is 4 spuds.
Yeah, I'd say 4.
On a very, very, very side note, do you guys remember the TV show Couch Potato?
Yes!
Oh, my God! They rate things out of potatoes.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like, I give it 4 spuds and they chuck them in a sack. Anyway, that's going to make no sense to anyone.
Wait. I've got something.
Pig's breakfast.
Oh, God. That's way too deep.
That's a deep cut.
So deep cuts.
If you're still listening, give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Hit us up with stupid questions on @aquestionstupid on Twitter.
You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also use the hashtag iTask or is this a stupid question?
Don't be a Nazi.
Shit in salt water.
Don't order hot water at a cafe.
Smoke pot dolphins.
See you next week.